This podcast was first broadcast on Radio Veritas 576 AM. The good news for a change. For more information on programs broadcast on the station, please visit www.radioveritas.co.za.
This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
And mentioned, of course, we're joined now in studio by Father Theo Macupe. So here we are, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock on Radio Veritas 576 AM. And we've just done our kid of the day. So, Father, you're surrounded by all the names that we've just drew now for kid of the day. And you drew a name today. So what is it like being at Radio Veritas so early in the morning for you?
What can I say? Something I'm not used to, because normally at this time, busy preparing for Mass, because we have Mass at 8. We have our prayers, morning prayers at this time.
Yes.
So it's something different. Actually, it felt a bit weird getting out of bed and thinking, oh, I have to go to a studio for an interview.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And so Mass is at 8, normally when you prepare your homily.
The day before.
The day before.
Or maybe some days before.
Even.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you get up normally what time? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you do your prayers, then prepare for Mass, and then you in the studio at about 8. Well, in at Mass. At
Mass.
About 8.
Yeah. 10 to 8, then I would be in the sacristy, and then I'll just say my last prayers and start with Mass.
You've been a priest now for 2 years,
yes.
You know, as they say, how has it been?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I've enjoyed the ministry. It's a very noble vocation, I think, and just seeing people touched by the sacrament has been inspiring and humbling. And I've learned a lot, really, in the years I've been a priest in Bryanston.
And of course, you have also traveled there a bit. You were in Kenya for about four years. Yeah, you were one of the first people in Joburg to go to Kenya, right?
Well, let me say,
at least one of the first priests that were based there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, excluding the religious.
Yes.
But perhaps some religious orders here in the diocese did send some students to study there.
Mm.
But as the diocese, Archdiocese of Johannesburg, I believe I'm the first to do my 4 years of theology.
Yes.
And come back.
And this was at Dangaza, was it?
I studied at the Apostles of Jesus, Scholasticate, which was just 2 minutes or 3 minutes walk from Tangaza.
From Tangaza, yes.
See, the place, Langata, it's like mini Vatican. There's so many Catholic institutions. Choir, the Catholic University of Eastern Africa, is 5 minutes walk, was 5 minutes walk from our place. St. Thomas Aquinas Seminary, the major seminary, the diocesan seminary, was just 2 minutes walk from our place.
From, yes.
So,
it's a mini
Vatican. Yeah, so many. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so here you are now. Since your ordination, you've been at this parish of Resurrection in Bryanston.
Yes, I have.
How has it been for you?
Amazing. Firstly, I had to learn the ropes of, you know, practicing the ministry, because in the seminary you learn. Now, putting into practice what I've learned and learning how to be a pastor, it has been a wonderful experience, because I've learned that a lot of lay people believe in us and they want us to succeed. And seeing that they really support priests in their ministry has been extraordinary for me. I don't think I could be the priest that I am if it was not for the support of our Christian
community.
The community, yes.
And so here you are now celebrating these celebrations on Sunday for the Parish of the Resurrection.
Yes.
50 years.
50 years.
What have you been told about this parish?
And I'm only 2 years
and
old.
And you 2 years there. Yes. What have you been told about the beginnings of
the
parish? Yeah.
We come from humble beginnings. We used to celebrate Mass in the school chapel in Brescia.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had our first parish priest in 1967, Father Ronan Byrne,
mm-hmm.
a Passionist.
Yes.
And then the first church was consecrated or blessed in 1977. And so we grew from a number of having in 1977, 350 families.
Sure.
And to date, we have 3,500 families.
I believe it's one of the biggest parishes, right, in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg.
In terms of number, I would say yes.
Yes.
One of the biggest.
Yes.
I don't know who competes with us.
Not that it's a competition.
No,
but,
not that it's a competition, but yeah, I think it's the biggest, yeah.
Okay, and so now you have these celebrations. I know there have been other things that are happening as part of the celebrations.
Yeah.
Now, this Sunday you have this big celebration.
Of course.
Tell me about that.
Okay, we decided that to mark off this celebration, would have the bidding prayers in different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to celebrate our community, which is multicultural and multilingual. And it's all combining to celebrate our Catholic culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that in our parish, we have people from all walks of life, from different cultures, different, you know, heritages. So we want to celebrate that and say, all are welcome. Let's all celebrate 50 years of being parish, because our mission statement is united in love and diversity in building the kingdom of God, making God known and loved.
Mm.
And so we're trying to live up to that we are united in love and diversity.
And that
and
diversity.
We celebrate our diversity.
Yes. That diversity in the parish, how is it, you know, how is it celebrated in the various activities in the parish?
We do have celebrations like Cultural Day,
mm-hmm.
and even on the when we are celebrating this 50 years of being parish on Sunday, we will have people dressed up in different cultural attires,
mm-hmm.
and we'll also have different dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's me. You're not alone, Father.
Different dishes, and we always try to incorporate it in the Mass, because even in our 3 p.m. Mass, we have Mass readings in different languages. So you could say it's the vernacular Mass. We have the Shona community who also even sings at that Mass.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different ways of showing our and celebrating our different cultures.
Yes.
In the parish. Yeah.
And I'm sure now and then it takes you back to Kenya when you see some of the, you know, traditional regalia, the cultural regalia.
Of course.
And by the way, in terms of now going back to Kenya, do you speak Swahili?
Ninajua kuongea kidogo. I can speak a bit of Kiswahili.
A bit of it. Okay, so what did you just say now?
I can speak Kiswahili, just a bit.
Just a bit. Kidogo.
Kidogo.
Kidogo is...
You're speaking with an accent. It's a very strong one. A South African one.
I know, but I'm South African. You know, I... all I know is...
They won't miss you when you are there.
Yeah, not at all.
That you're not from here.
They, you know those questions. So, where are you from? Habari
Muzuri. Unatoka wapi? Unatoka wapi? Where are you from? Habari is like news.
Yeah.
So when you asking how somebody is, you say habari and then you say the time. Habari za asubuhi, news of the morning, and then you say they're good. Habari za mchana, news of the afternoon.
Mchana is mutiara.
Afternoon.
Okay.
Afternoon. Yes,
yeah.
Mutiara.
Mutiara, yeah.
So you say mzuri.
Yes.
Habari za usiku.
Usiku, busiu. Okay. Oh, that's close enough. I think that's close enough.
Yes, so. Yes.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful language. I love it. 4 years of being in Kenya, really, I learned a lot. And one of the things I learned was Kiswahili.
Yes.
I don't speak it much lately, so...
Because you don't really practice. Yeah.
So, I'm a bit off practice.
Yes.
But I understand it, and I can speak it, I can read it.
This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.